U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has congratulated Oman on its 40th National Day, November 18th. She says the historic friendship between Oman and the United States is flourishing through a partnership to promote free trade, conserve the environment, expand educational opportunities, and other issues. The Sultan Qaboos Cultural Center, a program of the Middle East Institute and partially funded by the government of the Sultanate of Oman, was established to build a greater understanding of Oman. We spoke with Ambassador Elizabeth McCune, the executive director of the Washington office, about the current state of Oman's affairs.
The state of affairs is marvelous, outstanding. A great deal of this has to do with the leadership of His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Zayed. And this was recognized, in fact, by the United States Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who praised his leadership over the past four decades. And in fact, the United Nations 2010 Human Development Report has cited Oman as being having made the most strides of any country in the world over the past 40 years. The indices that they use for this report are education, health, and living standards. You see, when His Majesty Sultan Qaboos came to power, Oman was extremely isolated. It had no relations with any Arab or Muslim countries. There are only three schools in the entire country. Curfews were imposed, and after sundown, if you were caught out in the streets without a lantern, you'd be shot. Radios were banned. Health care was virtually non-existent, and there are only 15 kilometers of paved roads. Now, if you look at what the situation is now, it's miraculous. Judging from the 2009 figures I have in front of me, for example, the schools K through 12 are now 1,040 with 531,000 students enrolled, 49% of whom are females. Remember before that there were no women enrolled in schools and there were only 900 students. There are many institutions of higher education, including Sultan Qaboos University, which is a flagship institution. In healthcare, there are now 55 hospitals with over 5,000 beds, in addition to healthcare centers and clinics. There are now 4,300 doctors, 10,000 nurses, 200 dentists. This is in contrast to 1970 when there were only two hospitals, 13 doctors, and 12 healthcare centers, and 12 beds. Instead of 15 kilometers of roads, they have 25,926 kilometers of roads. So I'd say that's a pretty good success story.
What role does Oman want to play in the Middle East region?
I'd like to go back to some basics about Oman. They do want good relations with everyone. They are outward-looking and very internationalistic. They're very pragmatic in terms of bilateral relations, and geostrategy is the underlying factor then. Oman is a founding member of the GCC, the Gulf Cooperation Council. It's a member of the Arab League. Oman is very focused on security in the Gulf. And they want all of their neighbors to unite and make sure that there are necessary arrangements for regional security and stability.
What challenges is Oman facing now?
Looking inwardly, they are facing many of the challenges that we in the United States and other places face. Economically, they do, of course, want to grow and want to be able to provide a decent standard of living for all of their people. The hydrocarbon sector is the driver of growth, but they do have to diversify. The non-oil sector share has increased 31% since 1970. They know that they have to continue to make strides in education to make sure that their citizens are employable not only nationally but globally.
The ambassador says Oman also wants to attract national and foreign investment. Elizabeth McCune, former ambassador to Qatar and now executive director of the Washington office of the Sultan Qaboos Cultural Center. I'm Susan Yalke in Washington.